Russia has officially invaded Ukraine. World tensions are at an all-time high that we haven't seen since World War II. And the question for me on this show is, how will that affect the real estate market, the financial markets, and also cryptocurrencies? And if you're interested in that, then tune in today. Make sure you stay until the end, as we're going to cover all of those, and I'm going to give you my opinion and my perspective on exactly what's going to happen in the coming days, weeks, and months. Let's go.
This is the Dima Show.
Dima Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Dima Show. So Russia has officially invaded Ukraine. Tensions are at extreme all-time highs, and this topic actually hits home for me and my family very closely because, and I haven't talked about it much on the channel recently, but I was actually born in Kiev, which is the capital of Ukraine. Now, back then, it was part of the USSR until, of course, the Soviet Union disintegrated, and then Ukraine became its own country. We still do have a little bit of family there. Quite frankly, not anyone that I am extremely close with. However, Ukraine is a sovereign foreign country that is independent, that is democratic, that is trying to pave its own way. And Russia, for lack of a better word, is a dictatorship that is trying to take over that country for many reasons. Now, of course, Vladimir Putin is saying that it is because NATO is encroaching that border and he doesn't like that. But what he's doing is very different than what he's saying. I'm not going to get into the politics of it and those things on this channel because that's not what we're about. But what I am going to talk about is the effect that this is going to have on the markets for us here in the United States of America. And so if you're interested in that, you want to hear my perspective on that, then stay tuned. And be sure to subscribe to the channel, hit down below, hit that link and the notification bell so that you get notified about all of my videos and other things that I do on the Dima Show. Now, about a month ago, I had a great former intelligence officer on the show. I interviewed her and we talked about what's going on and we simplified the USA-Russia situation and conflict and what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. You can actually watch that video, click on over here, up here, wherever you see the link there, and you could check that out. Rebecca Koffler is awesome. She wrote an amazing book called Putin's Playbook, which basically covers his plan to destroy America and why he's invading Ukraine. She talks about all of those things. She basically predicted that this was going to happen. So this should not be a surprise to anyone. But again, what we want to talk about here is let's dive in and let's take a look at how the markets here in the US will be affected by all of this, because after all, that's what you want to know so that you know what to do with your real estate and your investments and where you should be buying and where you should be selling. So guys, let's start with real estate, since that's hot topic number one right now. So as you know, the real estate market has been red hot for a very long time. And real estate, you guys, is ultimately all about supply and demand. So when we look at world events in that context and to that extent, we really have to ask ourselves, what impact will this event have on either supply or demand or both? And that's really where home prices and other things will be impacted. So let's take a look at supply first and foremost. So supply of homes is indicated by a couple things. How often are people moving? And in fact, people are moving less often right now, but that's not really impacted by the crisis over there in Europe. What is impacted though, ultimately, will be things like the cost of materials, the cost of fuel, and things like that. So as things get more expensive, the supply tends to go down because less people want to do that thing. So as fuel gets more expensive, we would think that maybe the supply of homes might go down. Personally, I don't think it'll really have a huge impact on the supply side of real estate, other than people might be less inclined to sell and move around because there's more uncertainty in the market. So guys, whenever there's uncertainty in anything, people tend to freeze and not make decisions. So perhaps someone was thinking about selling this year and they may hold off because of the war in the Ukraine and Russia. So Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing and you're getting value from this show, please be sure to give me a 5-star review so that it's shared with more people. And now, back to the show. So that's one thing to think about on the supply side. On the demand side, guys, the big elephant in the room is interest rates. Interest rates were already set to rise this year, but with the conflict going on and all kinds of things happening with energy and oil and banks and financing, we will likely see interest rates go up even more. We've also heard that inflation is going to go up. So with interest rates going up, that would typically decrease people's purchasing power on real estate. With inflation going up, more people actually want to go and buy real estate and put their money there because they see it as a hedge against inflation. So overall, guys, as far as housing market goes, I personally don't think there's going to be a huge impact on the housing market other than what we've already been predicting, and that is that prices will pretty much continue to go up this year because that upward pressure put on pricing by high demand and low supply. I'm going to be putting out an entire video on this coming up. So again, make sure you subscribe so that you can check that one out. Let's turn our attention to the stock market, guys, because I know a lot of you are asking me, what's up with the stock market? It's been headed downhill in 2022 already. I believe it was down about 11% before this whole thing happened. Let's take a look at what happens typically with wars and the stock market, because a great place to start on this is to look back historically and see what has happened before. So you guys, in general, I will say that interestingly enough, the stock market has typically shrugged off things like wars and all of those kinds of things. In fact, from the start of World War II in 1939 to the end in 1945, the Dow was up over 50% or more than 7% per year. So it's performed pretty well. I wanted to pull up this chart right here and just show you what has happened with recent conflicts and wars and things that have happened. Now this goes all the way back to 1941 when Pearl Harbor was attacked right here. And we saw a one-day low of or decrease of almost 4% and a total decrease of almost 20%. And in that conflict, it took over 307 days to recover, so almost a year. So that was a big one. But again, when you fast forward all the way to 1945, stock market was back up big time. Now we'll look at some other things that have happened. So let's just go over here to the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. Only took about 18 days to recover. If we keep going up here, the Munich Olympics, which saw some interesting things happen there, of course, 57 days to recovery. When Iraq invaded Kuwait, it took about 189 days to recovery. We saw a 17% drop. 9/11, U.S. terrorist attacks, we saw an 11% drop. It took about a month to recover on that. And as you keep going up on this chart, I'll throw the link down in the description. But really, you do see these drops, and then you see a recovery, which has taken anywhere from, you know, something, I hate to marginalize, I'm not gonna say something small, but, you know, 2 days when Reagan was shot, you know, all the way to, again, 300 days. But in modern civilization here, we're talking, you know, last period here, really the big one was when Iraq invaded Kuwait, and that was probably because of the oil situation. That took, you know, about 6 months or so to recover. And on that note, guys, let's take a quick look at the S&P 500 real time to kind of see what's going on in the stock market now. So as I mentioned, year to date, we're already down over 11%. So it hasn't been a great start to the year. When you look at what happened here right when Russia invaded Ukraine, from this point to this point, we saw a pretty big sell-off. However, today, that is already back up to past where it was before that invasion happened. So guys, ultimately, what's the deal here? When you look at historical figures, you will see that the stock market ultimately will do and should do pretty well. It just may take a little while to recover. Of course, as I said that, it took less than a day and we're right back to where we were. Of course, that doesn't mean that that's going to keep going up, but it does mean that the markets have recovered pretty quickly and kind of built that in. In my opinion, I think the markets already predicted this. Most people knew that this was going to happen. This really wasn't a big surprise. Russia has been assembling troops at the border there for a very long time, and I don't think that Putin was going to be deterred at that point. So I think the stock market will continue to go up. My only piece of advice there, based on what I'm seeing, is you really want to take a look at the companies that you're investing in and also the funds. US-based, really, that don't rely on international things. That's hard to say, of course. Most things do rely on parts and things coming internationally. But you really want to probably focus on domestic companies, not international companies, and watch out for companies that are very dependent on things coming from that European area. Let's turn our attention now. We've talked about the real estate market, what's going to happen there. We've talked about the stock market. Let's turn our attention to cryptocurrencies. All right, guys. So when it comes to Bitcoin, which, as you know, I am now a huge fan of. I wasn't before. I've done lots of videos on that, but now I am. And so Bitcoin, guys, yesterday when this happened, I will tell you that my first thought was, hey, this is actually going to be something that tests Bitcoin and shows us what it's all about. Because if you think logically, when something like this is happening, people really should be thinking about moving their money from traditional assets to something decentralized like Bitcoin. That is not what happened initially. It may end up happening, but that is not what happened initially. Let's take a look at a quick chart and I'll show you what actually did happen. All right, guys. So this is Bitcoin, and this was Bitcoin right as the announcement was made about the invasion, almost $39,000 per coin, and bam, man, this just dropped and tanked all the way down to under $35,000. Now, everyone panicked, everyone was freaked out, everyone said Bitcoin is going to zero. And then, of course, as always happens, over the course of the next half day, Bitcoin rallied back up to almost where it was before and is kind of sitting right there. So you see this big dip right here. That's what happened when the announcement of the invasion happened. But then we are kind of right back to where we were. All right, so let's talk cryptocurrencies, guys. As I said before, I think fundamentally, cryptocurrencies are really the place where people are going to move their money. I think what happened initially is that people got freaked out. You know, cash is slim. People are thinking, hey, we need to preserve cash and things like that. And that's why we kind of saw that decrease in Bitcoin right out of the gate. But I think as time goes on and people take a look at where they can be putting their money, especially internationally, I think the decentralized facet of Bitcoin is going to become very, very attractive. And so I am actually extremely bullish on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies going forward. And by the way, guys, if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, if you want to understand it and see why I am so excited and have been so excited about Bitcoin for the last year, check out this free book. You can download it below, click the link. It's called Inventing Bitcoin. It's what really made me understand, because most people, let's face it, probably don't really get exactly what it is. So check out that book. And if you want to get into Bitcoin without worrying about all this volatility, you can do what I do, which is dollar cost average in using a company called Swan Bitcoin. That link is below. You can get some free Bitcoin by signing up. And then basically you just pick a plan. Hey, I want to put in, you know, $10 a day, $20 a day, $100 a day, whatever it is. And then every single day that company will buy the Bitcoin for you. And what that does is it really smooths out that volatility. So when Bitcoin goes down 10% or 20%, it still hurts, but it's not like you're worried about it because you're not trading it. So guys, today we've really covered what's going to happen in the real estate market, the stock market, and also the cryptocurrency market because of this invasion by Russia into Ukraine. Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know, or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Bye-bye.